Trump and Fiora, pissing off liberals and social justice warriors. So this guy I work for, he comes up the other day, and I haven't seen news in weeks because I've been working, but he comes up and he's all, yeah, Donald Trump backtracked and sided with the Democrats, and he's just such a bastard. And I'm thinking, wait, you voted Democrat. You are a Democrat. You voted for Hillary. Shouldn't you be happy if Donald Trump is siding with the Democrats? Oh, that's right. You're nothing will make you happy. You're just a whiny little bitch. You can't be satisfied. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. And I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been podcasting for 12 years, coming up on the 13th birthday, stating the obvious podcast on November the 1st. Yeah, motherfuckers. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile, my intellect, which does destroy statists all around the fucking world. All around the world. Anyway, there is no place on the planet Earth, not even in outer space. You could be out like with Pluto and shit, which I know, Pluto's not a planet. No, Pluto actually is a planet. It just fucking deal with it. You can change the definitions, right? This is all part of, well, we're going to change the definitions of boy and girl and pretend there's no such thing as gender. Hey, you change the words all you want. There's boys and there's girls. End of discussion. Pluto is a fucking planet. You can try to change the definition, whatever, so you can fucking feel good. I don't know what kind of fucking touchy-feely shit this is. No, Pluto is a fucking planet. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder. I was listening to somebody the other day. They're talking on their podcast. I don't know who it was. And they were talking about another podcast. And they're saying, yeah, this podcast has been around for 10 years. And I said, yeah, who cares? I've still been around for 12 years. I'm older than all of you. Go fuck yourselves. Greetings, my friends and enemies. It is I. Yes, I'm still here. The last time I recorded a cast, I think it was on August 27th. This is September 17th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. Still no concentration camps for liberals. Still no detention camps for Muslims. Hillary Clinton still not in jail. Swamp still not drained. Wall still not built. Yeah, Donald Trump is proving that he has the ability to do anything, including to be a politician. At least, I don't know where we're at on it with the trannies in the military. That was the one when I saw that he said the trannies can't be in the military anymore. That at least brought a smile to my face. I looked at that and I said, okay, we're going to call that progress, and we're going to call it progress because it is progress. I didn't come here to talk about any of those things today, although I'm going to talk about some of that stuff sometime in the future. Oh, man. Say, Great One, how have you been? Well, the Great One has been tired. The Great One has been working. The Great One worked last week. The Great One only worked, what was it, 82 hours? Week before that, the Great One only worked 53 hours. Well, 53.5. Whew. And the Great One's got to fucking work next week, too. It's not going to be that bad of a week. But this whole fucking working to earn money shit, this is bullshit. I have got to get on welfare. I got to figure out how to be a parasite. I mean, I deserve money just for being alive. Maybe I just need to start voting Democrat. If I start voting Democrat, will I get free money from people who actually work for a living? Is that how that works? Great One, are you drinking a beer? Why, yes. Thank you for asking. I am drinking a beer. I am drinking the very last Mango King from Funkworks in my refrigerator. Because the Mango King is a seasonal beer. And I asked them, I went there a while back, and I'm like, you got any more Mango King? They're like, nope, it's all gone. I'm like, damn it. Is it going to be back? And they said, we don't know. I said, God damn it. And I'd save it, but it'll just go bad. On the good news, though, is that the Blood Orange Saison from Upslope Brewery is back. I saw the little bimbo girl at the beer station at the, what do you call that place where you buy booze? Liquor store. At the liquor store where I shop, generally speaking, well, one of my two liquor stores that I go to, I saw the little bimbo girl from Upslope Brewing. What are they called? They're called, what do they fucking call it? Not booth babes, but they call themselves something. Oh yeah, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send me email at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. The product reps, whatever, you know, the little scantily clad bimbos who hang out and try to get you to drink booze from the company, because of course, if you drink booze, then hot chicks will want to talk to you or something. I don't really know how it works. Actually, I know exactly how it works. It works because men are stupid, and you see some hot chick, and you go over there and you start talking to her, because that's what we do, and then she cons you into buying some fucking booze, because that's what she's there to do, and it works, because all women are whores and all men are stupid. I learned that from Married with Children back in the olden days when it was good, not the later seasons when it sucked. What was I talking about? Where was I going with that? What am I doing? Oh, work parasite. I don't know. Oh, Mango King. Blood Orange Saison from Upslope Brewery. So I saw the bimbo in the liquor store. Now I know where I was. Whew, God damn. It's going to be a long 52 minutes. A while back, I saw the bimbo in the liquor store who was there representing Upslope Brewing and trying to sell beer. And I said, what's up with the Blood Orange Saison? When is that going to be back? She said, oh, I don't think it's going to be back for at least a year. It's not coming back this year. It might be back next year. And I was like, God damn it. So I go in the liquor store the other day when we got back from being out of town for a fucking week, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And I go in the liquor store to get me some deliciousness, and I saw the Blood Orange, and oh my God, oh, I almost had an orgasm right there in the liquor store. So I grabbed 3 6-packs of that, and it is delicious. I'm going to finish off my last Mango King. It's like a little celebration. Survived 2 weeks being out of town. We spent one week up in Estes Park, which I will tell you about. Estes Park is a tourist town here in the People's Republic. I mean, it's not the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Estes Park is a tourist town here in the People's Republic of Colorado. And for the most part, it's a lot like going to a third world country. I can't recommend you go there because there's not a lot there. And then we spent another week in... Why is the phone going off? Hang on a second. Let me see if this is actually... Let me see, just in case this is the bimbo. One of the bimbos. I'm trying to track down a couple of bimbos right now. Nope. Oh, what? Really? Interesting. Speaking of the idiots I work with, apparently one of them can't come to work tomorrow because feelings or something. I don't know. I don't know what the excuse is. I will probably find out tomorrow. I'm sure it will be fucking hilarious. Well, on that note, I was talking about something, but you know what? Let's just jump right into stupid people. So we worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, up in Estes Park, Colorado. Had Sunday off, so I actually got to spend Sunday not looking at anybody I work with. Then we went out of town again to another third world country in another state, neighboring state, not a long drive, but just outside Colorado. And spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday looking at the people I work with. By the time I made it through all that, I was ready to absolutely kill everyone in sight. We're all so sick of each other. There's no words to describe it. I don't even know where to start with the stories. I really don't. I think I'll start here. Estes Park. You may have heard of Estes Park because it's a tourist town here in Colorado. And you may be thinking, oh, I'd like to go to Estes Park because it's where the elk, wander around in the streets in the town and everything, which they actually do. I mean, the elk, is an elk and a moose the same thing? I'm not really sure. If they're different, these are elk. Yeah, these are elk. The elk come wandering right into town. They're like walking through the streets. They're walking around on the sidewalks. There's a lot of the shops and the little downtown tourist trap area have photographs of the elk like standing outside their store. A couple of them, the elks will wander into the stores. If the doors are propped open, one of the stores has a picture of the elk standing inside the store. So the elk just go wherever they want. They don't give a flying shit. And oh my God, look at the elk. And going up to Estes Park for the elk bugling is a big deal. Now, you may think, great one, you're making this up. Like, no. No, the great one is not making this up. Bugling, for those of you who are normal, don't know what this means. Bugling is what you call it when the elk makes noise. I call it podcasting. When I make noise, when an elk does it, apparently it is called bugling. This is a tourist attraction in Colorado. Is going to Estes Park when the elk make noise. This is one of the main driving factors of the economy, such as it is, of the third world nation known as Estes Park. When Aaron Clary was here, and he was here, he spent a couple of nights, and I'll talk about that. That episode is coming, but I have so much to catch up on that I'm not going to get around to doing that for a while. But we were talking about this, and he said, well, don't they have skiing up there? Because I was telling about how the economy there is entirely based on tourism, as far as I know, which I've pretty much confirmed this last time up there. I looked around, asked a few questions. No, it's pretty much fucking tourism. And I've been to Estes Park probably like at least four distinct times that I can remember. I went up there once with one of the girlfriends, went up there at least twice just on my own, just fucking around, went up there for this. And I'm pretty sure maybe there's like a fifth and a sixth time in there. Oh, and then I went up there for photography one time. I actually did a paid photography gig at the Stanley Hotel, which I'll get to in a minute. So I've been to Estes Park at least five times. There's nothing there but tourism. It's just a giant tourist trap. And so, yeah, that's the thing. It's like Estes Park, the elk walking through the streets making noise. People actually go to Estes Park and pay $300 a night for crappy hotel rooms to listen to animals make noise. Now, you may think this sounds wonderful or romantic or interesting or something. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I like wildlife. You know me. I like looking at animals. I go trail running, I'm stopping and looking at the animals. I always tell you guys about it, what I saw. Yeah, I saw a fox and I saw three rabbits. And you get the whole rundown. I saw seven cute girls. You get the whole rundown. But how many times do you need to see an elk walking around on the fucking road before it's like, okay, I've seen an elk. It's walking around on the road. You know, and part of it is the fact that like when I'm out trail running and I see critters, it's fairly rare, so it's novel, so that's what makes it interesting, right? It's like seeing an attractive woman. There's so few of them that when you actually see one, it's like, oh, holy shit, right? Write this on my calendar. Well, the elk are walking around in the town almost every fucking day. I saw elk pretty much every day I was up there. So it's just like, it gets to the point where the first time you see them, okay, it's cool. Second time, oh, it's still kind of cool. Third time, it's like, yeah. The fourth time, it's like, could you get out of the road because I need to go somewhere? Because they will stand right in the middle of the road. And yeah, you can try running over them with your car. Good luck with that. They'll stand right there in the middle of the road and look at you like you're stupid because as far as they're concerned, you are stupid. You're in their way. They were here first. The other thing about the elk walking around in town that nobody thinks about when it's so beautiful, it's romantic. I don't know how you get romance from that, but I know somebody does. Whenever elk walk around, you know what they leave behind? Elk poop. Yeah. You're walking down the sidewalk. Elk poop. Crossing the street. Elk poop. Elk poop everywhere. There's elk fucking poop, man. Don't step in the elk shit. It's everywhere. Estes Park, third world country. You can't get food. The only place you can get food after 10 p.m. is McDonald's or Safeway. Both of those close at 11. So we're down there and we're asking them, it's like, so where do you get food around here? Like, where can you get food after 10 o'clock? And everybody's like, McDonald's? It's like, is there any place else in? Nope, McDonald's. And of course, we worked late every night, so I eventually, the first couple of nights, we didn't even have time to do anything. First couple of days, I should say. We didn't have time to go shopping or any shit like that. So I had to eat McDonald's food. Well, I didn't have to do anything. I ate McDonald's food two nights in a row. It damn near killed me. Day three or day four or whatever the fuck it was, I went to the Safeway and got some jerky and some snackies and some fruit, some salads and shit like that, so I could actually not eat McDonald's. There's no IHOP. There's no 24-hour diner. There's no Walmart. They did have running water, but you could tell it was newly installed. It's like a third world country. Near the end, I found out that just down the street from the hotel where we were staying, which was a budget hotel, and by budget, I mean we only paid, the weeknight rate was $110. The weekend rate was $130. So that's a budget hotel room in Estes Park. And it was indeed budget. It had in it, it had two rooms, three beds, and each bed next to it had a little, what do you call it, like bedside chest of drawers thing. And then there was another big chest of drawers thing in the main room. That was it for furniture. That was it. But it had a toilet. The toilet flushed. The toilet did not come with shit in it when we arrived. I'll tell you about that story. And the shower worked. And we didn't spend much time there. Anyhow, so everything is good. At least I didn't spend much time there. Other people. You know what annoys the shit out of me? Other people. Okay. So we're in Estes Park, and it is a third world country, but we're right down there. We're right by the Lake Estes. It's got a little running trail around it where I went running a couple of times and managed to get some running in, though it's all paved, so I wasn't really excited about that because I don't like running on pavement. I prefer running on sunshine and prefer running on fumes. Prefer running on alcohol. Whenever I wasn't working, and the first 2 days were pretty brutal. After that, we just had to run shows, so we actually had some downtime. That's why I only worked, 53.5 hours. So I only worked 53 hours that week because once everything was set up, there was nothing for us to do until 5 p.m., and we were done around 10:30. So we were basically free all morning. I got up each morning and went running and came back and made some coffee and sat outside and caught up on the email real quick, the work email at least. I'm still behind on personal email. Banged through all of that, and then I took off to go wander around the town, look for hot chicks. Estes Park, not a lot of hot chicks. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I would leave. I would do this thing called leaving the hotel room to go out into the world, right? Yeah, Estes Park, third world country, but you don't go up there very often. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to go, you just walk around, check out some different bars. Okay, if you're in Estes Park, the only bar I can really recommend is the Wheel Bar. W-H-E-E-L, the Wheel Bar. If you look, you can look it up on the freaking internet verse thingy. If you can Google it or DuckDuckGo it or whatever. Wheel Bar, Estes Park, Colorado. It's the only bar I can really recommend you going to because it's the only one that had Guinness. And the bartender was very nice, very chatty, hilarious guy. So it was worth visiting. Went to a couple of other bars, the name of which I don't remember. They were just these poorly decored. Yeah, I work in events. I notice the decor. Yeah, I do. They were poorly decored. The staff was meh. You know, they were just very obvious tourist traps. The beer selections were all shit. They were overpriced. Go to the Wheel Bar. I got sidetracked. I didn't finish talking about food. So everybody's telling us the only place you can get food after 10 o'clock is McDonald's, and they're only open till 11. So we're near the end of staying there, and right down the street from our hotel. Oh, now see, God, now I'm tangenting all over the place. The two guys who were staying with me, there were three of us in the room. I had the room with the bed by itself. The other two guys, they were personal friends. So it's like, okay, you guys get to share the room with the two beds. Go. And I would get up, I'd go out running, I'd come back, they'd still be laying in bed sleeping. So I'd do my shit, and I'd get my shower, and I'd drink some coffee, and I'd do my email, and I'd leave. They'd still be in bed sleeping. I'd be gone for hours. I would come back like an hour before we're supposed to go to work. They'd be sitting in the hotel room watching television. And I'm thinking, really, guys? I know Estes Park is not the most exciting place in the world, despite what it says on the Estes Park website that's trying to get you to come up there and spend your money. But you guys are really going to just lay in the hotel room all day long and watch movies? That's what they did. They sat in there watching television. They brought a DVD player and DVDs with them. They sat in there and watched movies. And I'm getting more text messages. Let me see if this is... Okay, more work. Yeah, I don't really care at this point. That's great. I can't wait to hear what this guy's excuse is for not coming to work. This guy, we're going to call him Charlie. We're going to talk about Charlie. Charlie is the most high maintenance, girly man you have ever seen in your life. My God. It's like every time we order food somewhere, he can't just order food. It's like, well, I want a hamburger, but I want my meat medium rare. And then, but I don't want any lettuce. And can you make sure it's only three pickles? And can I get the sauce on the side? And then, do the fries have salt on them? Well, can I get the fries without salt? And can I get the fries on a separate plate? And we're all just sitting here going, dude, can you just fucking eat food like normal people? And oh my God, he always got I need ice for my water bottle. Dude, can you just go to the water fountain or go to the sink and fill your water bottle up? Well, I need ice. Like, no, you don't need ice. You're just a goddamn sissy. Can you just drink the fucking water out of the tap like all the rest of us do? So I gotta go get ice for my water bottle. Then he comes back, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's like, wait, you couldn't go to the bathroom while you were getting ice for your water bottle? Because the ice is in that direction, the bathroom is in that direction too. You had to walk all the way over there, fucking bother the kitchen staff, because they're not doing anything, right? They're just hanging out, they have nothing to fucking do but get you some fucking ice for your goddamn water bottle. You gotta go bother them and get your fucking ice, and then you walk all the way back over here, sit your water bottle down, and he always sits the water bottle on my fucking lighting road cases. I can't tell how many times I've told these people, my light cases are not a fucking desk for you, and it's not a place for you to put your goddamn Coke cans and your water bottles, because I need to use these things. And he puts the water bottle on my fucking road case, and he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's like, dude, we are trying to fucking we have to go. We do not have time for this shit. Do you not understand urgency? And the answer is he doesn't. He is the slowest motherfucker. Oh my God. Watching him attempt to work is like watching grass grow. You just sit there and you're waiting. I'm watching him the other day and he's standing up there and all he's got to do is hang a fucking piece of drape. Okay? You put the fucking two base plates down. you put a fucking up, you grab a up, you put a tube sleeve on it, you put the two ups on top of the base plate, you just boom, put them on. Okay, it takes about as long to do as I am just as I'm describing it to you. Then you take the fucking cross, you fucking put the cross across the top of the two goddamn ups. You stick it in the little slot and you pull on it. Okay, it's good. All right, then you take the drape and it's got the little fucking ties and you just fucking tie it on there. Whole process. 15 minutes max. If you're really fucking slow and retarded. Like if you're a normal person, like this is 8 minutes worth of work. And oh my, he's up there and he gets a tie on and he's got to stop and he's got to look at his watch and he's got to get his water bottle and he's got to take a drink. Then he screws the top back on the water bottle and sets it down. He's got to reach in his pocket and he pulls out some kind of little container and he opens and he takes out some pills or something and he's taking the pills and he's got to put the little and screw the top back on and got to put the container back in his pocket. Then he's got to get another drink of water, so he got to get the water bottle again. And he's got to I'm just standing here going, Jesus Christ, Charles, it's like, you know. Do you not understand deadlines? Do I have to come over there and fucking kill you? The answer is I do. And this is what I have to fucking work with because you can't find good help these days. This kid has a fucking college education. He has a fucking diploma in theater. I don't have a diploma in theater. That's why I'm his fucking boss. That's why I tell him what to do. He doesn't tell me what to do. God, Jesus Christ. Anyway. Estes Park, third world country. Food, after 10 p.m. Two options, Safeway, McDonald's, right? Right down the street from where we are, there is this Mexican restaurant called Rita's something or something like that. I wish I remembered the name so I could warn you. Don't go there. If you're going to Estes Park, when you're coming up from Loveland, it's 30 Highway 36. You're coming up from Loveland into Estes. It's this Mexican restaurant. It'll be on your left across from the Arc, and which the actual Arc isn't there. There used to be a big building there that looked like Noah's Ark, but it's not there anymore. There's this Mexican restaurant. It's some Rita's something. And I'm looking at their website because I thought, okay, I'm going to go check out the Mexican restaurant because I wanted a margarita. And I'm looking on their website, and it says their kitchen is open until midnight. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's this place right down the street from us that serves food until midnight. Why did nobody in this town tell us about that? And I thought about it, and I said, well, I think there's two possibilities. Number one, they don't know, which is a little hard to believe when you consider how small Estes Park is, that you would know everything. Or number two is that the food there is so fucking bad, nobody eats there, and thus nobody thinks about it. So I went over there, and I can tell you that the reason no one mentioned this place to us when we asked about where you could get food late at night is because of reason number two. The food was so fucking terrible that I promise you the locals don't eat there. I was there on, what day was it? Okay, so this is a tourist trap town. I'm there on we finished Saturday. So I went Saturday. I went Saturday for lunch. There was me, and there's two people there at the same table when I came in. And during the time that I was there, three more people came in, sat at another table, and then two more people came in, sat at another table. That was it. It was deserted. The food was average. To say the food was average would be generous. To say that the food was overpriced would be an understatement. They charged me $2.50 just for some fucking chips and salsa. The margarita, while it was acceptable as a margarita, was 10 fucking bucks. The steak, I had, what do you call that? I'm having a brain cramp, but I had steak. It was not that good. And it sure as hell was not worth the $18 they charged me. Carne asada. There you go. If you go to Estes Park, which I don't recommend you doing unless you're getting paid to go like I was. I mean, not only was I working by the hour and getting paid, my hotel room was, of course, paid for. Plus, the company gave me per diem. They gave me $40 a day for buying food, which that's a lot of booze. And so it was great. I went up to Estes Park with $140 cash in my pocket. I spent, once we got past the initial first hump of doing all the work, I spent my last 3 days, I spent the mornings when I was free, eating and boozing it up, and I left Estes Park with $140 in my pocket. So it worked out okay. So if you're getting paid to go to Estes Park, yeah, sure, go for it. But don't go on your time. Don't go on your dime. If you do go there, do not eat at whatever the fucking this restaurant is, Rita's something or something Rita's. All right, I got some notes here. Here's another interesting thing. So why great one. Why would I go to Estes Park? Here, as far as I could tell, there's really only two things in it. Three. All right. Here's things in Estes Park. If you're going to go there, I'm like a tour guide now. I'm helping you guys out. Okay, there's no skiing up there, so don't go there for the skiing. I'm going to help you guys out. If you're going to Estes Park, I said, the elk, you've seen them once, it's a fucking elk, you're done. Oh, and there are bears. The bears also do come into town. All of the trash cans outside and the trash dumpsters are all bear-proofed because bears live around there and the bears will come wandering into town and stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. If you go to Estes Park, don't leave your food out overnight or something like that because the bears will come and eat it. What does Estes Park have? Well, the big thing is that Rocky Mountain National Park is like right down the street. So if you're going to go spend time in Rocky Mountain National Park, and you don't want to actually camp in the park, you just want to go into the park every day, hike all day long, go back to your car, go to a hotel room, use a flush toilet and take a shower. Okay, go to Estes Park. Find a cheap hotel. Estes Park has the Wheel Bar, which when you want to go get a beer, that's where you should go. The only other thing in Estes Park that I can really recommend, well, that's not true. There's two other things. The other one, I can't remember what the fuck it's called. I should have done a little research. I should do a lot of things. What are the odds that I could find this? All right, hang on. You know what? I'm going to pause this for a second. I'm going to see if I can find this. Well, ow. Well, damn, that was easier than I expected it to be. The McGregor Ranch. The McGregor Museum. So it is the ranch. Oh, come on, Internet. Work with me here. Why when I click on that, does it not take me to the home page? God, you people suck. McGregor Ranch, blah, blah, blah. Window to the path, blah, 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 blah. Muriel Nanai Lerner? McGregor, the only child, born 1904. Graduate, blah, blah, blah. Her parents died. She assumed sole responsibility for the ranch. Blah, blah, blah. So it's a historic ranch. The last time I went to Estes, not this time, the last time I went up there for pleasure, so I'm walking around downtown and I saw some girls working in the flower bed who were obviously public city employees. And one of them was cute. So I thought, I'm going to go talk to her. And I went up and I said, so you're obviously not a tourist because you're the only person on the street who's not a tourist. Would you like to have sex with me? No, that's not what I said. What I said was, because I had my camera and everything, I took her picture too, because she was really cute. I have that picture somewhere. But I asked her, I said, okay, so I'm here to town. Like, what's something interesting to see in Estes Park that most people don't know about? That's all touristy, because we know all the normal tourist traps. The other big one, of course, is the Stanley Hotel, which I'll talk about in a second. And she thought about it a minute and she says, oh, you should go look at the McGregor Ranch. So it's like, all right. So I went up there. I mean, it's pretty cool if you're into historical things. So it's got like the old house, and the house has been turned into a museum. So it's got all the stuff in it from back in the early 1900s when Muriel owned the ranch and everything. And it's just historical stuff and some old farm equipment and things like that. It's not like a giant fucking Las Vegas glittery lit up sort of thingy like that. If you're into historical stuff and into history, then I can recommend going and checking it out. It was interesting. It was different. It was not filled with fucking stupid ass fucking tourists. The only other thing in Estes Park I can recommend is the Stanley Hotel. Again, how much time can you spend looking? Right, it's like all of this. This is, unless you're going to go hiking in the forest every day, Estes Park is someplace you could really, you could knock it out in 2 days, right? You go up, because Stanley Hotel, sorry for those of you who don't know, Stanley Hotel is where The Shining, the movie, based on the book by Stephen King, was filmed at the Stanley Hotel. And if I remember correctly, the Stanley Hotel is also where Stephen King wrote some of it, or he got the inspiration for it, or something like that. So the Stanley Hotel, it's an old hotel. If you're interested in architecture, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's got some historical stuff inside, like in the lobby. So, I mean, look, you can go to the Stanley Hotel. You can take tours. You can just sneak off like I did and walk around. I did that. I took some cool pictures in the hotel. But you could go there, you could look at the stuff in the lobby, you could take the tour, you could go to the bar, have a few drinks, maybe have some food. Okay, I mean, at a max. Oh, and it's also up on a, it's up on the side of the mountain-ish compared to the rest of the town. So when you're up at Stanley Hotel, you're looking down on the rest of the town. So I mean, it's a very nice view. I mean, you could go sit outside and look at the view and enjoy everything. So you could spend maybe 5 hours at the Stanley Hotel before you just, you've seen it all. You're done. You've seen this. All right, and then you go to the Wheel Bar, and then you walk around town a little bit, and you look at the tourist trappy shit, and you go back to your hotel room. Then you get up the next day, you go to McGregor Ranch. You can spend 5 or 6 hours out there walking around again, you know, looking at stuff and soaking it in. I mean, you could make 6 hours out of it, maybe. You know, maybe not. I can make 6 hours because I have a camera and I'm doing photography stuff. And then you go back to the Wheel Bar and you have, and then you're done. You finished. You've seen Estes Park. You're done. There's nothing else there. One thing I did notice about Estes, one thing it doesn't have, is homeless people, however. Coming back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, walking downtown and seeing homeless people everywhere, I'm like, oh, I didn't miss this. You know, I missed not being able to get decent food after 10 p.m. I missed a 24-hour IHOP. I sure as hell did not miss homeless people pissing in the streets and begging for money. Another interesting thing about Estes, and I don't really know what country these people are from, but there is a very significant population of people whose accents appear to me to be from like Eastern Europe, like Slovakia. I don't know if it's, no, Slovakian's not right, like Romanian or something like that. I don't know if they really were Romanians. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I don't know. But like almost all the restaurants, I go to this Mexican restaurant, not the really shitty one. The shitty Mexican restaurant actually had Mexican employees. I'm sure that's probably racist or something, but I don't care because it's true. I went to a different Mexican restaurant. This one is right near the main strip, but you go up a hill, and the architecture, a lot of the architecture in Estes is these weird, winding, tall buildings. They're like 3 or 4 stories tall, and there's all these weird, winding outdoor steps. So I go way up these fucking steps to this Mexican restaurant, way up on the top with a really nice view, and you're sitting on the patio, and you're overlooking the downtown area. It's a Mexican restaurant. I had a margarita there. It was $9. It was giant. It wasn't a little one. It was like a giant fucking margarita. I had a pomegranate. It was delicious. I don't remember the name of the place. Sorry. And I did throw away my tourist map. All of the employees at this Mexican restaurant were these Romanian chicks. Well, and guys also. I wasn't looking at the guys, though. I was looking at the girls. So, like, we went to Egg and I. All the employees were, and I'm using the word Romanian. Again, not trying to insult anybody. I don't know where they're really from. Egg and I. All the employees, all the server, everyone, Romanians. This Mexican restaurant, all the employees are Romanians. Went to this pie shop called You Need Pie, which I had the corned beef hash for breakfast. I can recommend it. It was really good. The pie was pretty delicious. I had cherry peach pie. It was very good. All the waitresses there, Romanian. One of them was very cute. She was adorable. But here's the thing. Almost all of these Romanian chicks, despite, you know, some of them, like, their faces were not really cute, whatever, but their bodies, dude, I have never seen that many cute asses in one place in my life. Like, every one of them has this butt that's just perfect. I'm like, holy shit, dude. These are some babes, at least from the neck down in some cases. But the one little Romanian girl who waited on me at the pie shop, she was cute and adorable. There's also this cute, adorable chick who worked at the event complex where we were working. We saw her the first day that we were up there. Actually, it was when we went up for a site visit to check it out. And she was there saying, oh yeah, I'll be around the whole week you're here and everything. And I'm just like, oh damn, dude, I'm going to hit this shit. Because she is pretty fucking hot. So we get up there for the gig. I never saw her around. I'm like, God damn it. That's just like a woman. She says she's going to be here the whole week, and then she's nowhere in fucking in sight. I'm like, God damn chicks. So it's the last night. We finished the last performance. We're packing everything up. We're trying to get the fuck out of there. And I need to get some lights turned on. And I didn't know where the controls for the lights were at. And I look up there and I see somebody working far away on the bleachers there. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go ask this chick where the lights are. And I get closer and I'm like, oh, that's her. And I'm like, where the fuck have you been? I didn't say fuck. I said, where have you been? She's like, I've been here all week. I said, I haven't seen you. So anyhow, both of us, you're like, great one. Is there a point to this story? Yes, there is. Okay, just fucking wait for it. She was working because she was trying to get out of there by midnight and all this other stuff. And I was working because I was trying to get out of there by 2 a.m., which didn't work. We got out of there at almost 4 in the morning. Because Charles is so fucking slow. I'll tell you that story in a minute. And incompetent. So anyhow, she showed me the lights. And I hit on her a little bit. And we flirted a little bit. Well, I flirted. She probably just thought I was insane. And we ended up... So she's doing the online college thing right now. So of course I'm like, oh, what are you going to go to college for? And she's like, well, I want to be a horse doctor. A veterinarian. Right, I'm like, oh God, some great fucking vet student, future vet student, and a horsewoman. I'm like, oh God, there's something wrong with all of them. And so I was like, so where are you going to go to vet school at? Knowing that there's a good chance I know what the answer is. And she says, well, I'm probably going to go to CSU, which is the college here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, because yeah, we have the big vet school. And I was like, all right, I figured that. So I'm like, well, you're going to end up in Fort Collins sometime. Let me give you my number, and if you show up down there, let me know. It's like, okay. Which, of course, she won't. It's fine. I expect that, but didn't hurt to try. Anyhow, I sort of just threw myself at her, and I said, here, take my phone number, call me. And it was all very rushed and not very well executed, but neither of us had time for fucking around. Now, if I'd have found her a few days earlier, we'd have had time for fucking around. But no, doesn't work that way. What do I got off my list here? Third world country, no IHOP, Walmart did that. No homeless people. Oh, another thing I noticed about Estes Park, there are some good things. Their public bathrooms are really nice. Unlike the public bathrooms here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. See, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, our public bathrooms in the downtown area have to have the stainless steel toilet and the stainless steel urinal and the stainless steel sink, and they have the water faucet where to make the water come out, you have to push down on the thingy and the water squirts out, but only for a couple of seconds, you know, so that the water can't be left on. And there's no mirrors because you can't have mirrors. Because you see, if you have a real bathroom, like with mirrors and real water fountain, real water faucet, the homeless people will fucking destroy it. In Estes Park, since there are no homeless people, the public bathrooms have mirrors. And they have actual real sinks with little knobs where you can turn it and the water comes out and you can wash your hands like a normal person. So Estes Park does have that going for it. Mexican restaurant, Great Butts, I talked about that. Stanley Hotel, Rocky Mountain, talked about that. Oh, another thing Estes Park does have going is they understand the concept of four-way crosswalks. I've been trying to sell that in Fort Collins for ages. I've actually been to some meetings here in the People's Republic where they, every once in a while, they'll do this thing where we want people who ride their bicycles to come in and talk to us about ways we could make the city more bicycle friendly and make the city more pedestrian friendly. And I've attended a couple of those things. And it's like, which part of four-way crosswalk do you not understand? By that, what I mean is, so you got a road north and south, you got a road east and west. Let's say in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we got Mountain Avenue and then we got College Avenue. So you've got your intersection there, right? And what we need, which we don't have, is a traffic light sequence. Because right now it's like, okay, so College Avenue has a green light and you can cross that way. And then Mountain has a green light and you, being a pedestrian, I mean, you, pedestrians can cross that way. What we need is where the pedestrians are not crossing and the fucking College Avenue, everybody's driving. And then the lights change and Mountain Avenue, everybody's driving. And then all the automobiles get a red light and the pedestrians cross. So you can go north-south or you can go east-west or you can go corner to corner. So you can go from northeast corner to southwest corner. They have these in motherfucking Greeley, Colorado. They have these in Estes fucking Park, Colorado. But no, we can't get this in the People's Republic of Fort Collins because, I don't know, stupidity? I don't know what the fucking problem is, but could we get, and I'm not saying not at every goddamn intersection, but at the really busy ones so that the pedestrians can fucking get across the goddamn street without getting run over by cars. Estes Park has that going for it. What I got here? I noticed that both Mexican restaurants, they put sugar on the margaritas instead of salt. I don't know what the hell that is, but you don't put sugar on margaritas. I don't know if that's an Estes Park thing. I don't know what the fuck that is. That drove me insane. Well, then there's that. Then there's that. While I was there, I ran into the United States Army. It was the cavalry, not making real horses. Yes, your tax money is paying for members of the United States Army to ride around on horses and perform. Now, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of cool that they get paid money to ride around in period uniforms, you know, on their horses like the cavalry from back in the 1800s. and they got real sabers from back in the day, and they got real guns from back in the day. Okay, I mean, it's kind of cool, except for the my tax money part. The really sad part, the part that really ticked me off, there's something else that ticked me off along the same vein. The person in command of them was a lieutenant, and she was a woman. Here is a woman who is a lieutenant in the United States Army getting paid with my tax money to ride around on horses. I kind of felt sorry for these because everybody else in the unit was a man. I'm like, you, all of you men have to take orders from this chick whose job, there are air quotes there, in the military is to ride around on horses. The other thing I saw that pissed me off was little kids, like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever, in Marine Corps uniforms. It's like some kind of junior Marines or something like that. And yes, I know statism and anarchy, but having been in the military, there is nothing that fucking sickens me like seeing the military, which has an honorable tradition, being degraded. And that's why I have so little respect for the military right now today, right? You look at the military, you've got women who are officers getting paid money. Their job is to ride around on a horsey. You got little 10-year-old kids wearing Marine Corps uniforms. You got fucking trannies running around until Donald Trump actually follows through and gets them out. Just because he said something on Twitter doesn't make it true. I'm just looking at this and thinking, good God. You know, this is why I don't have... And yes, I know there are people in the military who actually are the real thing. Yes, the Navy SEALs, and you got some of the Rangers. Yeah, there are some people in the military who are the real fucking thing and still have the honor and the tradition and can actually do push-ups and do pull-ups and actually pull their weight. But when I see the United States military giving money to women to ride horses, and when I see 10-year-old kids wearing a Marine Corps uniform, it's hard to tell me the Marines are the few, the proud, and the few, the proud, the whatever the fuck it is. When I'm seeing fat women in Marine Corps uniforms, and when I'm seeing children in Marine Corps uniforms. Anyway, there's more. There's so much more. It's coming. That's what she said.